Welcome to the Coach's Corner podcast, brought to you by the South Florida chapter of the International Coaching Federation, where our goal is to engage, motivate, and inspire. On the Coach's Corner, we speak with the great professional coaches of ICF South Florida. We hear about what compels them to coach, we talk about the people they support, and the tools and techniques that they use to get the job done. Coaching is a hugely specialized craft, and this inside look at the power and the promise of coaching is both an exploration and a celebration of our member coaches, their talents, and their client successes. Hello, I'm Eric Gorris, a member of the ICF South Florida Programming Committee and host of the Coach's Corner podcast. If you're a coach, I'd like to invite you to visit the ICF South Florida website so you can learn more about our chapter's benefits and program offerings. To learn more, go to icfsouthflorida.org. Check out our calendar of events, and if you find an event that interests you, register for free as our guest. Just use the promo code PODCAST. 2 years ago, today's guest, executive coach Coco Dwan, started to question it all. At the time, she was a senior leader at a Fortune 500 company with a husband and two pets waiting for her at home. Like so many of us, the pandemic provoked some self-appraisal, and Coco discovered that deep down that she was overstressed, unhappy, and ultimately unfulfilled. This realization kicked off her journey of self-discovery with the help of a therapist and a coach. Since then, she's left her job, left her marriage, and has become an IPEC-trained executive coach. She's also in a supportive and nourishing relationship and has taken up two new hobbies to celebrate her new life, surfing and tango dancing. The coaching process transformed Coco's life, and now she's on a mission to transform the lives of others as a coach herself. So here we go. Let's get into it with executive coach Coco Dwan. Coco, good afternoon. It's so nice of you to be here with us at the Coach's Corner podcast. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me, Eric.
Oh, thanks, Coco. It's our pleasure to have you here, truly. Hey, let's go ahead and get started. Coco, I'm so curious to know, tell us about your journey to coaching. What was it that you were before a coach? What was it that led you to become a coach? And how did you get to become the coach you are today?
Absolutely. I would say coaching really changed my life. And it's a very, very personal journey. So roughly about 2 years ago, in the middle of pandemic, and that's when I had a little bit of time to kind of examine my life. And I would say from outside, I achieved all the conventional successes or more than what I could have imagined. I was, I had become a senior leader in a Fortune 500 company. And I bought a house in South Florida. I got married and I have two adorable pets. Everything looked great on the outside. But really inside, I was very lonely and feeling unfulfilled and empty. That's when I realized I needed some sort of change in my life. And I started a personal, really growth journey with therapy and coaching. And now, 2 years later, I really live a completely different life. I'm actually leaving my full-time corporate job in a week. So very excited. And I got a divorce a year and a half ago. And then I'm in a new relationship that is very supportive and nourishing and happier than ever. And then I'm really now, going to pursue coaching, really dedicated my I would say, second half of my career as a coach. And he's really wanted to, because I know how powerful coaching is for me. And I wanted to have people to be able to experience that, to really transform and change the lives that they deserve to have. And that's my story.
Yeah, that's a noble mission, isn't it? Helping people get the lives that they truly want. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Coco, tell me, where did you complete your coach training?
I completed my coaching training at IPEC, and I loved the program.
Oh, do tell.
And I think it was definitely more than I expected. I went into the coaching training. It is really just want to explore, because I personally got coached, and then I was like, you know what? I think maybe becoming a coach could be something for me as a transition out of corporate career. And I didn't realize that first and foremost, it is how much of a coaching training it has really helped me to become a better person. And then with that also I learned a skill, like a critical skill, more than just to coach people, actually how to be a better partner and better leader and a better friend and a better actually daughter. And you know, IPAC is a very, I would say, very well-structured, very prestigious program and very supportive. And then I'm very happy to say that I formed a community of coaches that I still keep in touch today and then continue to support me, the journey post the training and the program.
Coco, let me ask you, for those people, thank you for that. And I will follow up by asking, for those who aren't sort of intimately familiar with the nuances of the different coaching programs, what is it that makes IPEC so unique?
Well, to be very honest, I didn't really compare that many coaching training programs before I signed up. How I signed up coach IPEC, it is really, I talked to a coach friend of mine. And so she graduated from the same business school as I did. And then she became a full-time coach after a corporate career. And I became a coach 4 years ago. And then she basically inspired me to take the training. And then she went to IPEC. And when I spoke with her, and obviously I heard about different programs, I'm like, you know what? I don't need to look any further. And the IPEC is for me. It's really because I really trusted my coach friend. And then, you know, the fact, obviously, I looked into how the way they structure the program and how rigorous it is. And you know, not only just, you know, we have theoretical, right, the training part of it, but there's so much practice, so much homework, so much self-reflection, and also a lot of peer coaching and also mentor coaching. It just very comprehensive and rigorous. And that's, you know, checked all the boxes I was looking at. And also the fact that there's an endorsement from a trusted friend of mine, then I had no doubt. Well, IPEC, sign me up.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you for that ringing endorsement of IPEC. That is fantastic. Okay. So moving on, I'm curious, what kind of, you know, how would you explain the kind of coaching you do and who is it that you work with?
I really focus on one-on-one coaching. The reason why I love one-on-one coaching, it is the depth it allows me and my client go into. And so the way I structure the coaching, it is that it's a three-month program. And we do 9 sessions, and each one of them is an hour. And then we usually do 3 weeks on, 1 week off. It's like, I call it part integration week, right? After all this insight and the learning, and then allow them the time to integrate into their lives. And ultimately, the goal is that they don't need me anymore after 3 months, after they achieve their goals. And I love the fact that it's time-bound, so there's a sense of urgency. And ultimately, in order to achieve the results, clients need to do the work. So in terms of what kind of clients I work with, given my corporate background, and a lot of my clients coming from that background, but not everyone is like me wanting to leave corporate. Obviously, there are a good portion of wanting to, and I'm there to support them.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So you're doing executive stuff, executive.
I do some executive stuff. Exactly. So I would say overall, my client base, I would say it's anywhere from 20 something to 50 something years old. And then they all have different questions in terms of, you know, where they're working corporate life. But some of them really just want to reduce stress. Right, it's a very, very stressful environment working in that, right? And some of them and do want to climb the ladder. And then this morning, I just coached a client, and her ultimate goal is to become a CEO. And then we are working on what are the things, and what actions, what are the things that she can take to prepare her to become a CEO one day. But also, I have clients wanting to switch career altogether, and someone like me just want to leave the 9-to-5 and to become an entrepreneur. So it is a wide range of aspirations, but overall it is, I would call it, corporate high achievers and wanting to make changes in their lives to live just a more fulfilled life on their own terms.
So corporate high achievers, regardless of where they are, whether they're early stage career, late stage career, mid stage. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's cool. And taking them from where they are to where they need to go.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you, Coco, when someone starts working with you, is it important that they already know what it is that they're trying to achieve? Or do you also help them do the discovery work as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, a lot of them don't know what they want to do. They not necessarily want, and or what they thought they needed when they initially thought what they wanted, which is different from the what they really wanted. And working and living this kind of a lifestyle in this high stress, high pacing, and to be honest, a lot of my clients don't have the time, or they don't create the time and the space to reflect themselves. Right, what they really want. They are a lot of time is just, well, this is a script. Keep climbing up, climbing the ladder, right? That's all we thought what we're supposed to want, supposed to do. And they're really about doing foundational work at the beginning. First three sessions, I do foundational work with my clients. And I use a tool, assessment tools. And one of them actually is from IPEC and called Leadership Energy Leadership Assessment. And then I also do very comprehensive life review questionnaires with them so that they really spend time to figure out really what are important for them as a human being. And career is only one of the aspects. And then so that brings clarity to them and really help them find the North Star. And then we go from there to really, to set their goals and achieve the goals they're setting for themselves.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? We're kind of you're working with clients who are having the agency or the intention to sort of look at their lives and question, is this what I want? Is this where I want to be? Is this where I want to be going? And they're questioning that. And that seems like something more and more that's happening over the past couple of decades. You're right. Before a few decades ago, it was very much, get into the role and work the career ladder and then retire. Now a lot of people are questioning that. No coincidence, I think, that we've also seen the rise of coaching in the last 20 years, because now their coaching is that place where you can go and work through these questions, work through these issues in a place that's not being mentored or being knee-deep in therapy, right? It's a new space of exploration and discovery. And I think for me, that's what makes coaching very powerful. And it sounds like it might be the same for you and your client.
Absolutely, 100%.
Again, for those who don't know, and I'm familiar with IPEC, I know a lot about it and hold it in very high regard. For those who don't know, an energy leadership assessment, what's that like?
Well, energy leadership assessment, it is the way it defines is really how you look at yourself and how you look at the world. And we define it as seven, there's seven different energies. The level one and two with catabolic energy. So the energy, it is really destructive.
What was that? What was that? I'm sorry, what was that first one?
Catabolic energy, catabolic
Catabolic.
versus anabolic energy,
Got it.
right?
Okay.
Catabolic energy is all about destructive, right? Anabolic is all about constructive and building and growing, right? And level one and two, it is level one is victim. It's all about victim mindset, blaming other, or blaming oneself, and just feel like there's no agency. And with that's the lowest level energy, right? And then level two, it is angry. Anger is blaming other people. So level one and two is catabolic energy. Then we move on to three. It is the tolerant, tolerating. And it is that, okay, I'm not blaming myself. I'm not blaming you. But guess what? I'm also just see the silver lining. But at the same time, it is not necessarily the best. I'm trying to, change the situation. And then level four, it is all about serving other people, but a lot of times ignore oneself. And then level five, it is about seeing opportunity. Good for you, good for me. And then level six, and it is all about joy. And level seven, it's in the flow. It's just completely, the right or wrong doesn't even exist. So with that four, there's a set of 72 questions, and clients, after they answer those questions, will be able to give them a report to show, okay, when you are under stress, which levels of energies does it show up? When you are not under stress, under normal circumstances, which levels of energy you tend to react to, use to operate. So that's like super, super eye-opening. It's like amazing tool to help my clients deepen their self-awareness and to realize, yes, oh, how I'm seeing the world, how I react, and how I'm, seeing myself.
excellent explanation. So different energy for different circumstances.
Yes, for sure, for sure. If someone tend to have a lot of level one and two energy, when you are in that very catabolic space, guess what? It's all draining, right? It's a fight kind of response all day, every day, right? When you are in that space, you have no bandwidth. Your brain has no bandwidth to be creative, to appreciate joys and gratitude, all of those type of things. So once you're aware, then you need to find a way, learn a way. That's what coaching helps, to shift the energy level. It's all about shifting the mindset, right? Shift how we see yourself and see the world so that you can be more higher on the ladder, become seeing things more level five, to seeing things as opportunity, right? Even the pains that we're experiencing, someone loses, and you know, there's a lot of layoff recently from big tech companies. I have some friends lose their jobs, but someone who had level one and two probably will blame the company, blame themselves, right? Have that type of energy. Guess what? With that energy, then they have no energy to learn from the experience and find a better job. But there's someone else have a lot of level five energy, seeing this, what happened to them as opportunity, what I learned from these circumstances. And guess what? They can pretend to even go and find a better job. So it's all about help them understand where they are and then shift it to higher places and then to make the best out of their lives.
Fantastic. So the idea is the self-awareness, it evokes awareness, right? Which is so important. I know where I am, I'm mad, I'm in level two. But you know what? I've got the self-awareness to understand that that's not going to allow me to be creative or constructive. So I therefore must take a deep breath and somehow get my mental, like, you know, teleporter and get up to level five, right? Where the good stuff can happen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. That's exciting. And that sounds like fun work.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You want to tell me do you have a success story that you care to share?
Absolutely. I'd love to share. So I recently wrapped up a coaching, a 3-month program with a client of mine. And when he first started, really, his goal was, I just want to get a new job. That was his goal. And then after 3 months, he really is a changed person. He not only got a new job, and he identified so many things that have been holding him back. Like he's completely unaware of, right? It's like perfectionism tendencies, people-pleasing tendencies, have trouble setting boundaries, and also have trouble being vulnerable. So he actually found out me through his wife. So he and his wife used to work together. And then so I asked him at the end of the 3 months, you know, asked me, hey, how's your wife think about what you have gone through? And I think that's the most touching part. He said that me and my wife and our relationship has deepened since my coaching with you. And because he said, now I am more honest and transparent with her, with my struggles. So I don't pretend to know everything. I don't pretend everything is going well. And I'll confess. And then really that has increased in your intimacy between them and then make them closer. So I think that's just amazing to hear. He come here to find a new job and he walked away with a better marriage, like another job, and just a better human being altogether.
And I guarantee at that new job, he's going to be a better leader in that role as
well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Thanks for that story. That is an awesome tale because it really does go to show how you can, you know, how the things that solve one problem just wind up solving all these other problems and dimensions. And on top of that, we always talk about the ripple effect and how now, you know, now his wife is happier and she goes off and she's happier with someone else and the energy sort of radiates and keeps going. It's a wonderful story. So thanks for that. Hey, so I'm curious, you know, so much about the program is sort of opening up and talking about how we work and the arts and science of coaching. I mean, could you share with us some thoughts about your coaching style, or tell us about how you coach or what your style is like?
For sure. I would say first and foremost, it is as a coach, I really need to show, if you want to show up with presence, what presence means is that I'm there to create a space, to create a safe space so that my clients feel really, really comfortable sharing the most intimate and vulnerable part of themselves. And then when they show up that way, I really encourage them. I was really, you know, I tell them, this is a courageous act. You're very brave to tell things that you have may have never told anybody before, and then you trust, right? You trust me to do that. And then it is that, and also at the same time, I challenge them when they say things a little bit incoherent, right? When I hear the tension, it's like, oh, I wanted to do this. You know, I really wanted to have more peace in my life, but at the same time, I just cannot help to check my emails every other minute and then cannot turn off the Slack. I'm like, what do you really want? Do you really want more peace? Or you still have this desire, just want to like be important. I want to do micromanage. And what exactly do you want to be? That's it. My coaching, I would say, style.
What's it like working with you?
Yeah, most of my clients say that I'm an encouraging sounding board. For me, it's so important to have the clients do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I mean by doing the work, it is that they, obviously, they set their plans, action plans for, right, for the next week or whatever the time frame is. I let them, I want them to follow up with their commitment. And then also, I like to share resources that are relevant to the challenges and the issues that they bring to the session. So in general, there's a lot of my clients have hard time setting boundaries. And then for instance, with that, I send them podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts talking about how to set boundaries. Why is it difficult to set boundaries? How to set boundaries? Lots of books, recommendations. Then I send them those resources post-session. You know, I love to work with a type of clients who actually follow up and listen to the podcast and read the book, because for them to really affect the change. And just by coming to the session 1 hour a week, it's not enough. You know, that's not enough to really make an impactful change in their lives. I would say I really enjoy working with clients who and have to show the commitment to do those type of work. And actually those clients do those type of work, and they would really generate amazing results at the end of the program.
And I'm not surprised, because early on you talked about how it was a sort of a time constrained program. It's 12 weeks, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, 12 weeks. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, hey, we don't have all the time in the world. You got to show, we got, you know, 9 sessions. So let's get to work and make the most, not 10, not 11.
Yes.
And,
exactly.
Yeah. And people do things differently when they're up against the clock, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Even myself. Right. That's our human nature.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Hey, let me ask you, you said that a lot of the people you work with have problems setting boundaries. Are there any other sort of common themes that you see sort of the people you work with struggling with?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it is. As a corporate high achievers, they tend to have perfectionism tendency. It is that you just want to be the best. Everything wanted to be perfect. And, right, it is like nature or okay, that's not, that's the perfection doesn't exist. And perfection, it is in the way of progress. So we mentioned about setting boundaries, people pleasing, it's a little bit related. I think the other thing it is just a lot of times it's their identity. A lot of them, before they spend the time to really self-reflect and identify the new identity, a lot of time their identity is just, they just have no other identity but work.
Yeah, identity is something that is really, it's powerful. And, you know, so many people get caught up on that single purpose identity that I am, you know, that sort of idea that I am my job or I am. And then it becomes crushing when circumstances change. So how do you work with your clients to sort of decouple identity from their careers? Or do you encourage them to identify a different identity? Or how do you process that with them?
Yes, for sure. The sort of the self-reflection and the self and life review work that we do. And a lot of those questions ask, you know, related to, okay, what brings you joy in your life, right? What makes you the happiest? What the occasion, you know, circumstances or situation makes you happiest? What are the occasion that make you feel most fulfilled and also most proud? And then answer a series of those questions. Then a lot of the, it will come to surface. It will come to surface. Guess what? A lot of the things make them proud, make them fulfilled, make them joy has nothing to do with work, right? It's about going outdoor and explore and travel, meeting new people, spend time with their kids, their family. And then once they spend time to look at that, I'm like, holy moly, my life is more than just work, more than just a title, more than just climbing the ladder. There's so much more. And it is really through that process for them to identify things beyond their job.
Fantastic. I mean, evokes awareness. So much of a coach's job is to evoke awareness. And I mean, it sounds like you're doing that in large quantity. Okay. Hey, Coco, you just talked about how important it is for people to have other inspiring things in their life beyond just their work and their sort of singular identity. What is it that gets you excited, that keeps you motivated and happy and involved in the
world? Yeah, I love that question, Eric. Well, I would say it is challenge. I love challenging myself. And I'll give you a recent example. So last week, I went to Nicaragua for a week. I did surfing. So I mean, that's like maybe the fifth time. So every time I go, you know, I just wanted to surf bigger waves and then learn new techniques, even though I'm not very comfortable with water. I only learned how to swim 12 years ago. But for me, just the ocean, it's just so beautiful and magnificent and so powerful. I just cannot resist. So I definitely overcome my fear and just keep learning and keep challenging myself. So that's one example. And then March, I went to Argentina, Buenos Aires for 2 weeks because I loved dancing, but I haven't danced for a while. But I started learning Argentine tango less than a year ago. And I went to Buenos Aires for 2 weeks, just dancing 5 to 10 hours every day. And my feet hurt so much, but my spirit was alive. And I felt like my Argentine tango skill definitely got to the next level because I danced so much.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, no, I'm sure if you dance 5 to 10 hours a day for 2 weeks straight, yeah, I imagine that does fantastic things for your soul. Coco, I think it's so interesting that, you know, you talked about how coaching and therapy changed your life in a profound way. How, for you, did the combination of coaching and therapy come together to provide results?
Well, my personal experience is that therapy really helped me to make sense of the past. We spent a lot of time dealt with the trauma, right? The childhood traumas that I didn't even know that existed. And then with all the learnings and insights that I had from the therapy session, then I bring to the coach. And then my coach helped me to figure out how I want to integrate that into my life and design the action plans and the steps to help me to get to the next level. So I would say coaching and therapy work so well together, but they have very different focuses. I'm glad I did both.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I've got a number of clients who do both therapy and coaching, and it does seem to work well. If there's stuff unresolved, then great, that goes over there. And if there's stuff that you want to achieve, then that goes over here with us. If someone's in therapy, they may think they're getting all that they need, but no, it's like, I assure you, you know, the therapy gets you what you need out of therapy. Coaching gets you what you need sort of beyond that, what you need out of life, you know? So it's a completely different situation.
Yes. I remember a specific scenario. Like my therapist pointed out saying that, hey, and like, say, how did say something, I'm about to accomplish something. Say, how do you celebrate? I said, I don't celebrate. In general, I don't celebrate anything in my life. And then she pointed out, oh, you don't celebrate. You need to celebrate. I'm like, oh, well, good to know. But I'm like, how am I going to celebrate? How am I even going to start? And my therapist doesn't help me with that. She's not going to spend time. You know, that's not her focus area. So I went to my coach. I'm like, my therapist just told me, I just learned that I don't celebrate in my life. Hey, how am I going to have, you know, more and incorporate that into my life? And then that's where I had all this great brainstorming and all different things and come up with specific action plans to have more celebration in my life.
Is that what the tango in Argentina and the surfing, are these celebrations?
Yes, joy. I'm a joy in my life. You know, have more celebration rather than just all serious work, accomplish.
Cool. Well, hey, Coco, this has been great talking to you. I got a couple more questions and then we'll wrap it up and get you out of here back to your inspiring, awesome life. So I'll ask the first one. Oh, before we go, one of the questions is, if anyone out there in the land of podcast listenership wants to get in touch with Coco or work with you, Coco, or, you know, suggest someone working with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. My website is cocoduancoaching.com, and you can find my story, my coaching philosophy, all of that, also how to set up a 1-hour free discovery call with me there. And then in addition to that, I am active on social media and LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn, Coco Duan, and Facebook, Coco Duan Coaching, and also Instagram, Coco Duan as well. And also, I have the plan to create a YouTube channel in the near future. Once it's ready, I'll share with you all.
Coming to a YouTube screen near you soon, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Coco, we're getting you out of here. Last question. What do you think the future of coaching looks like?
Yeah, future of coaching. I would say future of coaching, it's going to be fascinating and also going to be empowering. How would I say that? Is that, as I mentioned earlier, right? Coaching is so powerful. It really transformed my own personal life, and I have seen it transformed my clients' life as well. And I would love coaching to be accessible to everyone who wants to up-level their lives. And then I would say, with the technology, right? With the technology of AI, all of that, Chatbot, GPT, actually a friend of mine, he developed a bot, asked me to test it. So with that, obviously that will provide, I would say, more basic entry level coaching. And right, that will bring in a little bit closer to everyone at the beginner level. But in order to get to the higher level, more challenging, and issues, and people really wanted to have more of a one-on-one, more, I was the sophisticated, higher level of coaching. Only human coaches do that kind of job. But I think with the awareness of more people, of knowing the power of coaching, and then more people wanted to get coaching for themselves. So I think in the future, you know, that I just want everyone saying, you know, just like they have, everyone has a primary doctor, right? Primary care doctor. And everyone says, I have a coach.
Yeah, right. That would be fantastic. Go to your primary care doctor, go to your mechanic, go to your dentist, go to your coach.
Your coach.
You know, I love what you said about the AI too, and the artificial intelligence, you know, and there's some people out there worried about it. I'm not. And I'm not because, you know, you can't really have awareness until your own heart is broken, or, you know, you go through a divorce, or you lose a job, or things, you know, if you can't feel the pain, and also you can't go to Argentina to do tango for 2 weeks, you really don't have what it takes to coach someone through change. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Coco Duan, it has been so nice talking to you today. Thank you for stopping by and opening up to us and the listeners of the show, the Coaches Corner. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Eric.
What a great conversation. It's always so educational and inspirational to talk with colleagues and learn from their experiences. That's why it's so important to continue to collaborate with others. And that is one of the best reasons to consider working with a certified coach. Working with a certified coach opens a whole new space to learn, grow, and design your future in a way that you want it. To learn more about what coaching is and how it can help you, please visit our website at icfsouthflorida.org. There you'll find educational resources, our events calendar, and our coaches directory. We hope you'll find exactly what you're looking for, and if you like what you see, consider becoming a member. We would love to welcome you to our community. That's it for now. Thanks again for joining us in the ICF South Florida's Coaches Corner. Until next week, I'm Eric Gorris. Take care and be well.